Welcome to Shovel Talk, a podcast for economic developers from your friends at the Golden Shovel Agency.
Hello and welcome to our final episode of 2022 of Shovel Talk. We got a special one for you this month. You're going to be hearing from a few Golden Shovel staff members here, giving you an update on what 2022 brought us and what's upcoming here in 2023. However, like usual, we got to hear from Amanda, but instead of where in the world is she, we're going to hear where in the world was she and where in the world she may be going in 2023. So Amanda, take it away.
Thanks, Darren. I cannot believe it's already December, recording our last podcast of the year. Oh my goodness, it's gone by fast. So we have a very exciting podcast for you. But before we dive into that, just kind of recap my 2022. As most of you know, I traveled across Europe this year, starting in March in Western Europe, went through Portugal, Spain, France, went up to the UK, Scotland, went through London, Ireland, through Eastern Europe, even spent some time at Oktoberfest, which was a lot of fun. Visited Prague, Vienna, Poland. It was absolutely amazing. And I must say, if Vienna is not on your list of places to go, absolutely add it. It was amazing. As of right now, I'm excited to be back home in California. I'm going to do a little bit of traveling around here and probably stay local until next summer. Likely go back to Europe next summer. So definitely excited for 2023. Speaking of 2023, we have a number of our team members on the podcast today to tell you what is going on in their departments for the new year. Here they are.
Hello, everyone. Greg Kolbjornsson here, executive producer and director of Golden Shovel's video production division, Place VR. Well, another year's almost complete. 2022 went by super fast, and I'm here looking forward to 2023. It's just around the corner. Place VR had a terrific production year and considerably busy fourth quarter. October and November were packed with location production, and I found myself producing and directing exciting projects literally back to back from the East Coast, the Southwest, and the West Coast. We have another exciting VR project that's coming on the horizon for 2023 that will take me this time much further south, all the way to Guatemala. Golden Shovel is partnering with one of our electrical cooperative clients on this exciting electrification of a rural village deep in the Guatemala mountains. I chatted with Leah Hoover. She's Director of Member and Strategic Services at Oregon Trail Electric Cooperative, otherwise known as OTEC. And Leah's been my direct client contact for a number of years on many awesome VR projects. I had asked her to give us a high-level look at this exciting and important project in Guatemala that's coming up in 2023.
My name is Leah Hoover, and I am the Director of Member and Strategic Services at Oregon Trail Electric Cooperative, headquartered out of Baker City, Oregon. We are part of a really exciting project called the Oregon Empowers Project. It's through the NRECA international program, where co-ops partner across states or even multi-states to go to third world countries without where there are villages and people living there without electricity, something that we take for granted every single day. Obviously, we're in the industry and we revolve around it. But NRECA International actually organizes co-ops going into those countries and providing power to those people. So in 2023, we're excited to announce that we will be headed to Guatemala to bring power to a village. It's about 80 homes, 10 community buildings as well. And unfortunately, we had this planned a few years in a row. We were scheduled to leave in March of 2020, which, if you know, that is when the world shut down. And so that project was delayed 2 years in a row due to COVID. So we're really excited to be finally able to move forward with this project this coming March. So the Oregon Empowers Project is a partnership through the OREKA, which is Oregon Rural Electric Cooperative Association, and it's a partnership between the 16 co-ops across the state of Oregon. We also have several other industry and cooperative partners coming in with support. Everyone from the Cooperative Finance Corporation and CoBank, which are cooperative owned banks, to some of our suppliers, as well as Golden Shovel Agency has become a partner for this project and to help us do some of the media and the on the ground before and after videos. So a common question we get is, why are you doing this project? Why are you spending the dollars outside of the U.S.? Can you keep it local? All of the funding to do these projects is not coming from directly from OTEC members. We are obviously have volunteers that are volunteering their time to go down there. And we just believe so strongly in the economic impact that you can have nationally that really does bring the quality of life up for everyone across the world. And so we know that it's the right thing to do. We have the tools, we have the supplies, we have the people that know how to do it. And it's a sustainable project because through NRECA International, they actually on the ground help those local government leaders to stand up electric cooperatives in these countries. And so in Guatemala, where we are extending power into a remote village, it will actually be governed under an electric cooperative itself. So we're really spreading the spirit of what electric cooperatives are through projects such as these. I mentioned that Golden Shovel is a partner in this project, and we're so grateful for that. We really know that in order to communicate the value of what these projects are really bringing to those villagers and their lifestyles, we need to show the before and the after, and potentially the economic prosperity that grows from having electricity. So through showing it in video, in virtual reality, which is even more hard-hitting and memorable, we're really able to communicate the why. You get to the why of why we're doing a project like this, why we're going to Guatemala, what the line crew that is down there volunteering 2 weeks of their time really went through. And it's just going to be really exciting to be able to see that in VR, in pictures and video, however you see it. It really makes it stand out. So we're so thankful for Golden Shovel's partnership. And we're just really excited to electrify a village in Guatemala in March of 2023.
Well, I really want to thank you, Leah, for carving out a moment to chat about this important project and one that I'm really personally looking forward to coming up, slated for sometime in March. So that's right around the corner. And a shout out to Joe Hathaway in Leah's office for his technical assistance. Thanks, Joe, for making that happen. You can learn more about OTEC and the good work that they're doing on the website. Check out otec.coop. That's OTEC.COOP. And have a happy new year, everyone. I look forward to learning more about your next project, be it virtual reality or standard video, and how Golden Shovel and Place VR can help.
Happy holidays, Shovel Talk listeners. I am Darren Varley, VP of Client Retention and Creative Services here at Golden Shovel. Want to give you a bit of a recap of 2022 from my point of view and kind of the areas that I work in here at Golden Shovel, and also a sneak peek at a couple pretty cool things that we're going to offer as part of the Gatekeeper Service. And that is the main area that I oversee here at Golden Shovel. And if you noticed my title, Client Retention, customer service is number one here at Golden Shovel, and we have a 95% client retention rate. And we are super proud of that. And a big reason, at least from our point of view, or my point of view, that is this Gatekeeper Service, which a lot of you folks who are likely listening to this podcast have. So let's talk a little bit about what this service has provided. And what I mean by provided is an expansion of services. So we have been expanding our services here at Golden Shovel for a few years now, but 2022, these kind of exploded. So let's walk through a list of some of these extra services that we've provided our clients, existing clients and new clients in 2022. We've executed numerous digital campaigns. We've done a couple annual reports, which are always kind of fun being a graphic designer. Branding is becoming a bigger service offering here at Golden Shovel. We executed a very fun, cool new identity for Preston County, West Virginia, a brand new client that came on board this year. Marketing Blueprints is a service offering here that's growing month to month with us. So we've done a few of those this year and are looking forward to more of those in 2023. Just some basic sales collateral, which I've included some opportunity zone prospectuses as well as an airport prospectus. And we had two major projects here in 2022 that we are super proud of. One of them is a What's Next CEO program, which we in the midst of executing for Washington County Community Development here in the Twin Cities in the East Metro. So they received some federal grant funding, and they are providing seasoned business support to East Metro businesses. And this is all free of charge. So they have resources on a microsite that we developed for them. And then they have some folks on call, so to speak, to help these businesses in any way they need. So Golden Shovel's involvement is creating a web presence for this program, as well as creating content and some digital campaigns to create awareness that this is available to East Metro businesses. So we're super proud of that. And probably our kind of shining star of 2022 was our Choose Roseville campaign. Golden Shovel has done some promotion of this, so you may have caught some details of this campaign on social media. But Roseville, Minnesota, the EDA there, long-standing client with Golden Shovel, with the help of the city of Roseville, was able to get funding to provide marketing support free of charge again to local Roseville businesses that met certain criteria. So Google ad campaigns, social media posting, you know, kind of everything under the sun to a degree was available to local businesses using Golden Shovel talent and also the city of Roseville to help them with this. So we're super proud of this. And we had a lot of businesses that took advantage of it, and a couple that claim that their doors may have stayed open as a result of some of the exposure they got through this campaign. So unfortunately, that's ending at the end of this year, but it's something we really are really proud of. And again, there's some promotion of this out there that maybe you can catch or maybe you've already seen. So what's up in 2023? So from the gatekeeper side of things, we got a couple things that are we're going to be launching in January. One of those is a new gatekeeper service dashboard. So that'll be kind of a one-stop shop destination for gatekeeper resources for our clients. These are resources that are currently available, but they're all going to be kind of nested in one spot. So instead of having to email PDFs, we're going to have a link you can go to and find all this information with the click of a mouse. So a one-stop shop for all kinds of resources for our gatekeeper clients. And we're also creating a series of short videos, and we're going to be kicking those off in 2023 called Shovel Tips. Those will be, like I said, short videos, basically providing tips and tricks for our clients to kind of make their life easier. So these will run the gamut. They could be social media help. Our first one's going to be on helping educate your board and making them aware of what the gatekeeper service has to offer. There could be SEO shovel tips. There could be tips on utilizing our Economic Gateway content management system. So whatever kind of jumps out at us, we are going to be creating these shovel tips. There's going to be no strict schedule for this. We'll just kind of create these when needs come up. So we're super excited about kicking those off in January of 2023. Our biggest news on the gatekeeper side of things is we have a new gatekeeper hired. She is getting trained as we speak. Her name is McKenna Burris. And the great thing with McKenna is she has been a member of the Golden Shovel team for a while now. She came on as an intern and has been supporting our social media campaigns and clients behind the scenes here for several months now. So she's going to kind of be coming out from behind the scenes and starting to manage some of our clients. So we're super excited to have McKenna join our team, and it's going to be great that she already has some client knowledge. She understands what we do here at Golden Shovel, so she's going to hit the ground running. So that's probably our biggest news for 2023. So there you have it. Super excited for what we got planned for the gatekeeper service for our clients in 2023. And again, this is Darren Varley, and I want to wish you guys all a happy holiday season.
Hi, my name is Aaron Brissois. I'm the CEO of Golden Shovel Agency, and real pleased to be able to participate on this year-end podcast. Personally, I work very closely with the development team, and I wanted an opportunity to share some of the milestones from last year and what we're looking forward to in 2023. Most excitedly, last year, we launched the 3.0 version of our Economic Gateway system. The Economic Gateway is a software as a service website platform that we've used with all of our economic development clients. It's loaded with all sorts of different tools and modules that are used for attracting businesses and talent. And going into our 12th year, we had it was a long journey, but we were able to rebuild the entire system from the ground up and launch it at the end of August for all of our clients. That laid the groundwork as a platform for us to bring great new tools to the table and build on top of it. It allowed us to clean up a lot of the things from the older versions that we no longer needed and make a much more streamlined and efficient system. Now, if you're one of our clients and you've been into the admin, you'll notice that it had changed back at the end of August. And hopefully you've found that it's been much easier to use and has a lot of new features. We've certainly seen that internally. But what I'm really looking forward to in 2023 is now that the phase one and two of that development was all about the admin and cleaning up code and making sure that the base platform of the system is fully functional. Next year is going to be all about the front end. And so we have all sorts of different types of layouts and templates and designs that we're going to bring to all of the different suite of tools that we've built. There's going to be more options for all of our clients to be able to bring more flexibility and creativity to the designs that we can offer. We're building some new tools, including ones involving interactive maps that are going to make it easier for us to bring some of the powers of the newer technologies that are out there and combine them with all of the data and information that's already stored in our clients' websites, but also take advantage of some of the technologies that are available. We will be including even more options to make sure that all of our sites are fully accessible to all users. And also just look forward in general to having more options for creative designs and to be able to really bring out the individual stories of the economic development organizations that we serve. The other area that in 2023 I'm excited to focus in on and pursue is in the virtual reality side. We are doing quite a bit of work in that space right now around career explorations. I believe that with economic development organizations, part of all of their toolkit, certainly next year and going into the next probably 5 to 10 years, it's going to be making sure that the leading employers have the talent available for them to fill the jobs that they absolutely need to fill in order to both stay in the communities that they're in, but also expand. One of the strategies that we're focusing on is using the VR technology that we've developed and making it so that students can experience what it's like to be on the manufacturing floor of some of these leading employers, what it might be like to do some of those jobs, get them excited about the careers that may be available in their very own community. We spend so much time at Golden Shovel trying to attract businesses and trying to attract talent to the area, but I think there's also a responsibility to develop and get the talent that's already in your community excited about those jobs that are so in demand for keeping those businesses there and helping those communities grow. So part of the things that we'll be working on the development side, other than incorporating these types of career exploration tools, is making a way to organize those so that communities all across the country can use them to get people excited about those in-demand jobs. So those are just a couple of the things that we're really looking forward to in 2023. It's going to be a great year, and I'm looking forward to working with all of our clients and serving all the people we haven't met yet. So thank you so much.
Hello to the listeners of Shovel Talk. This is Warren Westcott, Vice President of Sales at Golden Shovel. Excited to be here to give you a bit of a recap on what we were up to in 2022. I know it was a busy year. We definitely brought on a lot of new clients. I was trying to think to myself, you know, what's the easiest way to figure out all that we did for the year? So I went out to the Golden Shovel Agency LinkedIn profile, and I started reading all of our posts from January of 2022 all the way up to December of 2022. That gave me a very nice recap of things. I won't bore you with all of those, but you're welcome to go look at those yourself. And if you haven't looked at your own agency or your own personal profile in that way, I always recommend it at the end of the year because it's a real eye-opener as to what happened during the course of the year. Also, if you're not following Golden Shovel from our LinkedIn profile page or our profile there, go ahead and do it, because there's just so much information that is shared on that profile. We have about 3,300 followers right now, and a lot of those are contributing ideas and comments and thoughts, and it's really a very collaborative environment. So go do that if you haven't. But I was looking at all the different conferences that we went to this last year, so I thought I'd share some of those as a shout out to the conferences that, again, had great content, wonderful attendance. I think they really had a bounce back year this year. But some of the ones we were associated with were Select USA, NREDA, SCDC, MATSE. Went to a couple conferences with them, that one in Louisville and one in Chicago. And our CEO, Aaron Bressois, got a chance to go to the Metaverse Global Conference in San Jose, where he was a featured speaker on some of the work that we're doing in virtual reality around site selection or virtual site selection. So then we're also doing quite a bit of work with workforce in virtual reality too, workforce attraction, workforce development. So those are all fun things that he was able to talk about at that conference. He also attended the FDI World Forum in Edinburgh, Scotland. And then we did a number of virtual speaking pieces too, British Columbia Economic Development Association, TEDC. It was a webinar that we did. Texas Economic Development Council. That's TEDC anyway. Texas Rural Exchange. We also did the Heartland Course, which is a week-long economic development course put on by the Institute of Decision Making in Iowa. And just some other fun ones that we did, I think, were more podcast related, but developed this with our longtime friend Dennis Frazee. Next Move Group, we did a podcast with Convergent for the fundraising. They're a fundraising organization. And we also did one with the Finance and Commerce Group. I want to say it's a broader topic. But anyway, a lot of podcasts. And then I started thinking to myself, gosh, how many organizations did we work with? Like, what was the diversity of organizations that we work with? As you probably well know, we only work in economic development, but here's kind of a list of who we ended up doing new projects with. So just from a broad base, but it was EDCs, IDAs, in other words, industrial development authorities, chambers, EDC and chamber combos, which that's kind of a trend, it seems like. Councils of government, we did some work with those. Economic development associations, port authorities, electric utilities. We did some tourism sites and some convention and visitor bureau sites as well. So that was kind of a round out of the makeup of our clients this last year. Probably doesn't surprise anybody, but again, we don't step outside of those areas. Don't work with anybody that's not associated with economic development. So I also did just a quick look at how many websites in different states we worked with, and I'll give you kind of a rundown. So this was from our Golden Shovel website, which, by the way, is a new website that was launched June 1st of this year. But under the part where it says our work, there's a drop-down called Recent Launches. And if you look there, I'm just giving you a feel for the different states that we work with. As of January of 2022, it was projects in Oregon, Louisiana, Texas, Tennessee, Utah, South Dakota, California, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Kansas, Connecticut, Wyoming, West Virginia, Alabama, North Dakota, and Minnesota. And there were several that repeated, you know, throughout the year, different, in other words, other organizations in those same states. But I think that gives you a good breadth of how busy we were doing things in different parts of the country. And I think it also speaks to that as we're learning different innovative things that are working in other parts of the U.S., we're able to bring those to our clients as well. That through the gatekeeper service, is the ongoing strategy and customer service piece that we provide. But just really proud to be a part of the organization and all the things that happened during 2022. So here's raise a glass to the upcoming 2023.
Hello, everyone. This is Bethany Quinn, Vice President of Strategy and Content Development for Golden Shovel. I have had the pleasure of meeting many of our clients over the years and look forward to sharing with you some of our insights in regards to 2022 and what trends we see developing for 2023. I hope that many of you were able to join our webinars and read our white papers that we put out in 2022, many of them centered around solving workforce challenges and housing shortages. After COVID, there was a big shift where economic developers who had viewed quality of life initiatives and workforce development as part of their process, but maybe not a top priority, had to reevaluate and look at what the true needs of the community were because COVID created so much pressure on our existing systems. And that was really interesting because for people who were mostly focused on business attraction, to suddenly realize that businesses were not even going to consider their area if they didn't have a workforce pipeline and proven training programs, if they didn't have housing to support the new workers who would need to be there, really to understand the priority that businesses were starting to place on those things, created a demand that was not necessarily anticipated. Now, there have been some organizations who pivoted incredibly well and were able to respond to that change, in part because they already had been thinking about it. One example that comes to mind and I like to share is the Springfield Partnership, the Greater Springfield Partnership in Ohio. They had already identified workforce shortages and training needs years in advance. And during COVID, they actually were able to raise millions of dollars to help pay for the implementation of the initiatives that would help to really develop a stronger talent pipeline. And it's paid off because they've actually been able to recruit some fantastic investment to their community as a result. So again, it's looking at things slightly differently and starting to understand that things that may have traditionally been associated with quality of life or may have traditionally been handled by partners like the community college really does now have to be part of every economic developer's strategy and toolkit. Housing obviously being another one of those challenges. We have spoken with economic developers throughout the country and in Canada about really the amount of stress that has been put on them and the current systems because of the lack of housing, especially when it comes to workforce housing, housing that's going to be able to be affordable for teachers, for nurses, for police officers, for grocery clerks, people that make our communities run and function. Those are the ones who are especially squeezed with the housing prices increasing. And because of that, communities have had to get really creative on how they approach solving housing problems. It hasn't been enough to hope that developers come in and start putting housing up because the need is there. Instead, developers have seen the need is everywhere. So how does your community position itself to attract the housing investment that truly is necessary to support long-term growth? Well, some communities like Greater Fremont, they got creative and raised money to help provide gap financing to developers. And that was hugely successful in the creation of new units. Other communities have looked at purchasing lots themselves and doing some of the pre-development work in order to make it attractive to individual homeowners looking to develop houses and smaller builders. That's been especially productive in rural areas. that may not be necessarily attractive to large scale developers who want to put in over 100 units, but could be great for somebody who's, you know, pseudo local and maybe could build 5 or 10 at a time. So again, it requires that level of forethought and really putting plans in place that require economic developers to be more involved and maybe step outside of their comfort zone. So the question becomes, you know, if we realize that these issues are incredibly important in 2022, how do we move from the understanding phase to the actual implementation and impact phase? And for Golden Shovel, that's really what 2023 is going to be all about, is helping our clients through resources we provide and hands-on support as necessary to be able to take that leap into implementation. And the first part of that comes down to understanding the problem in a detailed fashion so you can get it right. Obviously, if you're allocating time, incredibly hard to come by, and financial resources, that money has to be allocated in a way that's going to make the biggest possible impact for as many people as possible. And so you have to make sure that you understand the nuances of the issue before really putting money behind it. And a lot of the ways that we help our clients to understand those issues is through surveys. So conducting surveys and really getting feedback from community members at all levels is incredibly important, and making sure to survey your local partners as well. So in 2023, we're really going to be providing resources, as many as possible, that talk about truly understanding that problem, again, through surveys and community engagement, working with partners to identify ways that you can come together to solve these challenges. That's going to be way more important because there's a lot of competition out there. And quite frankly, when economic developers can work with community leaders and nonprofit leaders to help tackle some of these challenges, then you're going to make a bigger impact. There's more people focused on that singular objective and goal. And then we're also going to be providing our clients with information on how to fund these important initiatives. Obviously, ideas are great, and so is planning. But if you don't have the money to make these programs come to fruition, then they're dead on arrival. And so we really want to make sure that our clients have as many tools as possible to know how to fund their key initiatives, whether that means really tackling the housing shortage by getting involved or supporting nonprofits who are, whether that means expanding workforce development programs or getting really actively engaged in workforce recruitment. For some communities, that might be developing product and getting it ready because your industrial parks are already full. Whatever it means to really grow your community, money is a key component of that. So we're going to be presenting strategies, working with some of our partners who have a lot of fundraising success. And we're also going to be presenting information on available grants. There's a lot of money out there, especially from the federal government right now. And it can be difficult to understand which grant programs might be applicable to your initiative and how to apply for them. So that's what we're working on right now. And we plan to present that in Q1 of 2023. So that economic developers can be even more empowered to move forward and make strong impacts on their community. So we encourage you to look at 2023 as the year to really execute the programs that are going to make the biggest impact on your community. At Golden Shovel, we will be here to help you with the planning and implementation phases as needed. Happy 2023, everyone.
All right, well, that was fun. I hope you enjoyed listening to those recaps and previews as much as I did. On behalf of the staff here at Golden Shovel, we want to wish you all a happy holiday season, and especially a big thank you to all of you listeners of Shovel Talk, and especially the clients out there that are listening to this as well. We wouldn't be anywhere without you. We're looking forward to making the services we provide to you, the clients, much better in 2023, and you got a sneak preview of those today. So again, happy holidays to all the listeners out there, and we will talk again in 2023.